Let's go to Ben in Los Angeles, and he's got a question about exposure to chemicals like Ajax and Lysol. Are you there, Ben?
Yes. In the past, I used a lot of Ajax and Lysol in the bathroom to clean because I have OCDs, but that's another thing. So, but I used all my hands. So about a year ago, I had a very heavy bleeding colon, so I know it directly. I stopped it right away. And when I was using it, I had the toxins, too much of it in my system. I had numb on one of my sides, so I also know
well,
the problem.
You
so
know,
I'm taking right now, I take Chem Detox, and I just bought the second one because Xeno Detox, but I'm not sure, so I want to call you because I know your staff to give me the different answer. I want to know, what is the right detox to clean my blood, my tissue, my organ? What is the right detox to get rid of the Ajax toxin out of my body so I don't get cancer?
Well, there are many, many other chemotoxins in our environment, too. When you go outside, they're spraying pesticides. Now, pesticides are xenoestrogens, okay? And so Xeno Detox, of course, is designed to support the body's natural mechanisms to detoxify those chemicals. Chem Detox, on the other hand, its claim to fame, of course, is that it is low molecular weight pectins, which tend to bind to various chemicals, toxic chemicals. But when you speak directly about a chemical toxin you may have breathed in or got through your skin, here you're going to force the liver to process through phase one and phase two detoxification. You're going to force it to deal with them. And so upregulating the liver's capacity would be your best way to go. And there are a couple of wonderful things that do that. My favorite one is to use a really good quality unheated honey and mix in it an unheated pollen. And this guy, together, usually about two-thirds to 75% unheated honey and about one-third of the to 25% of the pollen thoroughly mixed together. This makes the super nutrients of the pollen eight times more available, and the honey preserves the pollen forever. And you take maybe a teaspoon or so of this a day, and it is the greatest support for the liver from a food I've been able to find in my lifetime. The problem is that we usually don't have unheated honey. Everything in the supermarket's been heated. It says raw, but it doesn't say the keyword unheated. So you can call the order line and get very inexpensively unheated honey, raw unheated honey. And you can also get a pollen that's not full of chemicals and is not rancid, and you can mix the two together, and that'll be the most fun thing you ever did for getting rid of chemicals. I think you're going to love it.
So you don't have anything ready? Like,
sure, I do. Of course I do. Of course I do. But see, this is something I'd like you to use forever, not just till you clear chemicals. Are you with me?
Yes.
So it's a different way of thinking about living. My goal, ultimately, is to put myself out of business and give you the best foods the planet offers so that supplements aren't even needed.
Xeno Detox, is it right for me to use? Xeno, I bought it, but I don't...
Xeno Detox would be excellent to use, okay? The next guy to use would be... so that's the support, the food support for the liver, pollen and honey. And the next guy is going to be something called Reishi, R-E-I-S-H-I. And here you'd want to use... How much do you weigh, man?
140.
So you'd want to use maybe 8 to 10 Reishi caps per meal, and you'd want to do that for about 3 to 4 months. And this upregulates the liver's detox mechanisms, and it supports whole body detox, really. That's what it does. And so this guy is has such a great track record throughout the Far East in terms of helping support all aspects of liver function. So that's what I would do, and I think you'll be very happy with that. But, you know, if you have a lot of issues, you may want to consider seeing a really good QRA practitioner, And I've got Dr. Medici in the clinic in Torrance.
And I've been using many of your products.
Good.
But right now I'm today and just asking about detox, but because I haven't done one, I don't know what to do right. I want to tell you, I think maybe the toxins in my body because on the my eyes is kind of teary. And when too much tear come out of my eyes, it's very hot.
Okay. Well, that would suggest that is usually correlated to liver as well. So you may want to keep that in mind. And I would use these support mechanisms. And don't think the honey and pollen is some minor. These are high-powered stuff. Literally everyone we see, they've got liver toxicity. So this guy is going to be, you know, a wonderful player on the block. Don't miss out on that.
So should I take liver detox?
I would use Reishi instead.
Reishi instead.
Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for your call, Ben.
All right.
All right.